Hey, you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. With me tonight is Matt Franny from Everywhere.
How you doing, Bill?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm just peachy. Thank you.
So, Matt, you're in Common Crown, After the Fall, Slant 6. Did I miss any?
Nope, that's it.
And we're actually going to talk about Rock for Life tonight, seeing as the... I'm blanking on it. See, that's how the day's going. May 14th. What is the title of that show?
That is the Spring Fling, correct? Right?
That sounds... Yeah, that's it.
That would be the Rock for Life Spring Fling at Leechburg Moose.
And I figured since we have that going on in May, and I didn't have any guests lined up because I've been dealing with outer things.
Right.
We talk about Rock for Life for a little bit.
Okay.
So, way back in 2000 was
right.
The first Rock for Life. And that was for Mark Greenley.
Mark Greenley, yes.
Way back in 2000 when you guys did that show, did you ever imagine that it would become what it is today?
No. I mean, we just wanted to help somebody out that needed it and just put on a rock show. You know what I mean? At the same time. We didn't think it would, you know, continue past, you know, a couple years or then the 10-year mark, and now we're on year 17 here. So, no, I guess not, but we're happy that it did.
And, like, I know everyone says you and Steve. And my question is, when did you two decide that you were going to continue it?
I don't really know. We, like I said, we put on the first one and it was good, and we just decided to have another one the next year. And I think maybe it was maybe the third year is when we actually started calling it Rock for Life. We just decided to name the concert, and we were just going to make it an annual thing. And we found a home there. It is in Ballfield. I think I stole the name Rock for Life from like Relay for Life or something. I think I saw a poster or something, and I just called it Rock for Life. I know there's other shows out there, you know, whatever called Rock for Life, but. We just called it that, and it kind of stuck, and people, you know, kind of chant it, and it just became like a tradition to chant the Rock for Life thing out there, and the name just stuck, and like I said, here we are 17 years later, still doing it.
Originally, it was one show every year, and then started building into a concert series. Do you remember what the second one was titled when you started doing that?
You mean Out at Island? I think it was Rocktoberfest. And then Gigaroo was already a show that somebody else would put on out there. My friend Sean Murphy from Post Traumatic Burr, he used to put on a show called Gigaroo. It was just a festival show, and he wanted to stop doing it, and we just kind of took it over, and I just asked if I could keep the name. I kind of liked the Gigaroo title, so we added that. I was probably about 10 years old now. I think we just had Gigaroo 10 last year, I think. But I would say Rocktoberfest was the second show out there, and then Gigaroo. We used to have a show in September. I think we dabbled in some other shows, but those are the three main ones.
And then there's the Irish Metal Fest.
Well, Irish Metal Fest usually isn't a charity show, but this year we made it one. We just decided to make it a Rock for Life show. But we have the Rock for Life Christmas Xmas show at the Moose, and then we do the Spring Fling. Like you said, and then you put on the PA Rock Show, and you donate mm-hmm. that to Rock for Life, and then the Concert for Anna series, that's also a Rock for Life show. So there's a bunch throughout the year.
And for anyone that's new to what we're talking about, if you want to follow along on when and where these concerts are, the majority of them are in Island, Pennsylvania, at Island Ballfield.
Three main ones.
And then... PA Rock Show is usually at the Leechburg Moose. Spring Fling is at the Leechburg Moose. The Concert for Anna is at the Praha. And is that Tarentum there? Yeah, Tarentum.
Yep. The Christmas shows at the Moose.
Christmas shows at the Moose.
And the Fire shows at the Moose.
So how, and I know you and I have talked about this, but not this end of it. How would a band get in touch with you to play one of these shows? And I know you have a long list of wait list And it's probably, you know, this is a chance for you to get out there and let them know that this is how you're supposed to do it, instead of getting those messages when you announce a show. They're like, hey, we want to play that.
Well, we're, you know, we have a big, nice venue out there now after all these years. We have a big stage, big lights, and bands see the pictures, and they're, you know, and they're like, of course, they're going to be like, hey, how, you know, I'm going to get on that. But really, we're looking for bands that want to be part of the, you know, the Rock for Life family and the event itself and the charity, not just in it for, you know, because they want to play on our big stage with the light show and the smoke and the good sound and all the people and stuff like that. So the best way to play a show is not to message me, is actually come to an event and then introduce yourself to me. Be like, hey, I'm so-and-so, the guitarist or whatever, drummer for this band, and we love it out here. It is in Ballfield, and we sure like to play on the stage. But yeah, sending me messages with your long list of resumes and your all the places you performed and all the awards that you won. I mean, that's all great. You know, my bands have that stuff too, but that's not really what we're looking for. I don't care if you're the greatest band in the world. You know, as long as you're not going to support what we do, then I don't, there's really no sense in having you out there. The show's going to go on, and people are going to come regardless of what bands I put on the bill. I tried to put on a really good, you know, lineup of bands, but at the same time, like I said, we want bands out there that are just going to be part of the Rock for Life family and support the charity, all the shows, not just, you know, the one that they're playing at and their time slot. You got to support the whole thing. Got to be in it to win it. You know what I mean?
Right. And I'd like to add, when I do the PA Rock Show, there's only one other requirement on top of those ones, and that's that your music is played on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Yeah, right.
So it would throw one more thing in there that they have to take care of before they can be considered.
Right. Like I said, the best way is to come up and introduce yourself to me personally, preferably it isn't, or even at one of the Moose shows, and just, you know, show us that you're here to support, right, whether you're playing or not. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, any band can send in their request by email or phone or text or whatever, and give me, like I said, their long list of accomplishments, which are great, but we want some, you know, fellow Rock for Life family members, so to speak.
And there are bands that, like, that have played almost every show. The August shows, I know Doppler Effect has played a ton. Scale. Wow, who else?
Paul Peterson's been at pretty much every single one.
Big House Pete.
Yeah, not necessarily Big House Pete, but Paul Peterson, you know, even back in the day, his old bands, he's been at, you know, almost all 17 of them. Same with Mike Pallone from Scale and some of the other guys. I've been at tons of them, you know what I mean? I don't think anybody's actually played at all, every single one of them. I'm not sure, except for me and Steve, maybe.
I think the first one I went to was probably three, if that's maybe
the
four.
The first one, isn't it?
It is one, yeah, the first August show. Well, I've been to a lot of them.
Rock for Life 3 was the first year at Island Ballfield.
And that was probably it. Now, I will say that this year, and it's killing me, I'm not going to be there on Saturday. I'm going to be there Friday.
Yeah, that'd be killing me. That sucks.
I tried to get my wife to tell her cousin to change her wedding date, but she wouldn't do it.
Right. Doesn't she know what goes on that weekend? Come on.
Maybe I can get her to come out and have her
there you go.
Party afterwards, like Rob and Brandy did.
Yeah, right.
At the reception in Island.
Yeah, right. We'll bring them up on stage and make them wedding rock stars.
They have to rent some limos.
Right.
Let's talk about the shows themselves. When you come to a show at the Leechburg Moose, it always says $5 for members, $10 for qualified guests. That's it. What does qualified guests mean? Because I know that question comes up a lot.
It's just a fancy way that the Moose International people make you say non-members. So basically it's $5 for Moose members and it's $10 for non-Moose members, but they want you to not be, you know, low lives or anything like that. So they say qualified guests, but you don't really have to be qualified. You just kind of have to pay $10. But the Leechburg Moose, a lot of times what they do is they offer you a membership for cheaper on shows. I forget what the price of the yearly membership is, but sometimes they'll offer it for the price of admission so that now you're a member of the Moose. The next show you come to, it's only going to be $5. And they lose money, you know, when they do that, but they're trying to get members and they're trying to support Rock for Life. So, you know, they
right? I know they definitely did that in November for my show.
Yeah.
A lot of people were filling those out.
Yeah, so they want to get new members. So, I mean, if you come to a show at the Moose, you should become a member. And you get discount drinks, obviously, and you can go there anytime you want. And you can sign a book and all that stuff. But it's only $5 then to come see any of the rock shows.
And then the shows at Island are usually two-night shows, and it's $20. And it includes camping.
Yep.
But there are no electric or water hookups. I'll throw that out there.
Yeah,
and don't bring any ATVs.
Don't bring any ATVs. Keep your pets on a leash.
No glass bottles.
Yeah, I don't really care about glass bottles. As long as you clean up enough yourself and you don't, you know, you're not, whatever, you know. And keep your fires to a reasonable size. We don't want to be able to see them from space. And just clean up
by
yourself.
The water tower.
Act like decent human beings. Like, we're a charity organization, and it's a big field, and we love our fans, and we'd love them to come out there and camp out and have a good time. We want them to feel safe and stuff like that. So as long as you're not acting like a juvenile delinquent, behave yourself, you'll have a good time.
And I know there's a misconception with people that don't go to the shows, that they think that those are the kinds of things that are going on out there. That's, you know a lot of illegal activity, when in reality it's a bunch of people in the field watching music and having fun and supporting a good cause.
Basically, yeah, building fires and drinking some beer around a fire and not hurting anybody. Everybody just in the field, you know, not out raising a ruckus, sitting around a fire after the show's over. You know, people sit at their camps, you know, until dawn.
They
and just
play some
beer,
acoustic guitar.
Play guitar around the fire and have drum circles and all that stuff, but, you know, just having a good time.
How do you guys determine who the recipients are going to be?
Sometimes people will bring us send us a message or an email or something telling us about a kid in the area or, you know, someone that needs some help, and we'll take that into consideration. Or sometimes the guys from the Moose have an idea, or sometimes we'll just, a friend of ours will have a sick kid. I mean, we really don't have guidelines or criteria. Just when someone comes to us and it's a kid and we're looking for a recipient. You know, last year we had two, because we had two people coming to us and needed some help.
Has a recipient for this year been chosen?
It has not. And the only guideline really is it just has to be a child, a kid. We're a kids organization. We raise money for sick kids. It doesn't have to be cancer necessarily, or, you know, whatever the circumstances are. Just a seriously ill child, you know, with a not necessarily a needy family. Just, you know, some guys that need some help. A family that just needs a hand at the moment. They got a sick kid and they just need someone to help them out. So that's basically the only criteria. But no, we have not chosen a recipient for this year yet.
Okay. If anyone has a suggestion, how would they make that?
The best way to, I don't, send us an email, a Facebook message, contact at Leechburg Moose Lodge 102. I mean, they're a big part of Rock for Life too, the Moose, as you know. They have a big part in determining, you know, everything that goes on out there and who we choose as a recipient. So you can contact any of us really. If you know someone that needs a hand.
The website. Me forgetting that. The website address is www.rockforlifeconcert.com. And if you're looking on Twitter, it's @RFLconcert. And I don't remember the Facebook one, but if you type Rock for Life Concert, it'll take you there.
Yeah, it's Rock for Life Concert Series is always. Facebook.com/Rock for Life Concert Series, I believe, is the Facebook one.
So I know you have dates for a few of them scheduled already. Do you want to announce those?
For the Rock for Life show, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should all be posted now except for the Rocktoberfest one, but
actually, you would know the dates better than me. Still need to discuss mine.
With that? Yeah, right. Actually, I'm sitting in my driveway so I can get service, and I'm not even looking at my book, and I don't remember any of my dates. You would probably know them better than me at this moment in time.
I am standing in my backyard for the same reason.
No way. We are.
So I know May 14th, Spring Fling.
Gigaroo is July 8th and 9th.
Wow. Okay.
It is in Ballfield. Yeah. And Rock for Life 17 is August 5th and 6th.
And then Rocktoberfest would be first weekend of October.
Yeah, that is not quite released quite yet. Still working on that one.
Okay. And on your show still?
I'm assuming November again?
I would think so. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. We'll release that when we figure it out. But I can't remember. I know it was two nights and camping. And did I say it was $20 in this one? I don't remember.
You did. Yep.
Okay.
You did. A lot of great bands out there, as you saw from the flyer this year. Scale, Big House Beat, Rock for Life, After the Fall, all the returning favorites, you know, Plan 6. Who else is out there? Help me out. Doppler Effect. Here, let me look at the flyer again.
It's Farewell Felicia.
Put myself on the spot. Gigaroo, July 8th and 9th, we've got a Common Crown, Camp Element, Zone 8, 2KD, Lovesick, my good friend Kevin Belazzi Jr., playing acoustic, and Jason Millman Slee, After the Fall, Homicide Black, Silk 9, Kill the Drama, The Hellfire Club, Shattered, Post Traumatic, Unbroken Soul, 7 Deck, Boomstick, and of course, the one and only Suffocate. But that's all at Gigaroo. Like I said, July 8th and 9th, and then, of course, we got the 17th annual Rock for Life, August 5th and 6th, Sweat 6, Dimwit, Ill-Fated, Amber Alexis, Tilted Shadows, Farewell Felicia, the lovely Jen Hamers, Scale Big House Feet After the Fall, Staley's Comet, Rockbot, Cold Town, The Shiners, Doppler Effect, Lenny Kleeny 4-Pack, and Who Called the Cops?
I love that. I don't even want to get into that story, but Who Called the Cops is an awesome band name, and based on what happened to
our actual events, yes.
Is there any? Go ahead.
I was just gonna say before I forget, Paulie's new band he's been in, that Zeppelin tribute band, Bled Zeppelin. They will be headlining Friday at Rocktoberfest.
I thought you might like to know that information.
Cool.
So
I'll have the Rocktoberfest.
You can release some information about that.
What's that? Oh, I did give you some insight.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll have that lineup too.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to tell anyone who's new to the Rock for Life scene?
I don't know. I'm not sure anything that I haven't said already. Like I said, Salt for Kids. There'll be 17 great rock bands each of the show. So come out. It's all day Saturday. Starts at 5 on Friday. $20. Camping. Good times, BYOB. You can purchase alcohol there if you're 21 with valid ID. There's also a concession area. You can buy food. We sell event T-shirts. There's some other vendors there selling some other goodies to eat and drink. And sometimes we have some tattoo vendors there and some other merch, stuff like that, all kind of stuff. So something for everybody.
One of the coolest things in my eyes is when you're out there and you see past recipients running around, playing in the field, having fun with each other. Up on stage playing drums, singing.
That's cool. I like it a lot. We encourage them, and we have a little spot on the corner of the stage that we let past recipients, kids come up there and hang out on the stage all day if they want. And Brittany and Alicia are always up there with us, you know what I mean? And Alex Stokes always comes back every year and hangs out with us for a little bit. Sometimes Nick comes back. So we like to have the kids up there hanging out with us. So we love them little tight running around on stage, you know. Not so little anymore. It's pretty cool that some of the past recipients, you know, they were really little when they were recipients, and now they're, you know, teenagers or.
Oh yeah, like Alex was real little. It was 2005. You know, it's 11 years later.
I know. He's still coming around, and I think that's great. And it was awesome to watch him grow up.
Okay. Right, well, thanks for coming on and giving some insight to Rock for Life to the listeners, and hopefully some of them will come hang out with you guys. Here in a couple of days at the Moose.
Hopefully. Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me, man.